music industry mourns the loss of a legend. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Naomi Judd, who won 14 Grammys with her daughter, Winona, has died. Other daughter, Ashley Judd, released a statement saying they lost their mother to mental illness. Her death comes just a day before she was to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
Her publicist released a statement saying that the entertainment icon passed away today outside of Nashville. The statement also reads, her husband, Larry Strickland, of 32 years, will not be making any further statements. Naomi Judd's family request privacy during this heartbreaking time. No additional information will be released at this time. The Judds were set to tour this fall with a string of shows starting in Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 30th.
Judd was 76. Four Mexican border states are beefing up security along the Rio Grande River after making deals with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivera says he's already seeing results.
Right now in Eagle Pass, we are seeing low numbers of illegal crossings because Mexico, we have put the pressure on Mexico to step in, and they are doing that. Now they have more enhanced border security.
Texas Governor Abbott has approved another $500 million to beef up security. New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez takes a shot at Elon Musk on Twitter.
Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, quote, "Tired of having to collectively stress about what explosion of hate crimes is happening because some billionaire with an ego problem unilaterally controls a massive communication platform and skews it because Tucker Carlson or Peter Thiel took him to dinner and made him feel special." Musk responded saying, quote, "Stop hitting on me. I'm really shy." An apparent reference to Ocasio-Cortez saying her Republican critics are mad that they can't date her.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Republican primary for a U.S. Senate seat in Ohio is heating up as candidates are set to debate tomorrow night. Fox's Mark Meredith has more from Newark, Ohio.
We are seeing a very competitive Senate race underway here in Ohio. And right now, businessman and author J.D. Vance appears to be the man to beat. He is seeing a surge in the polls after he was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. This has been a little bit of a change for J.D. Vance, who was trailing in the polls for the last several months. But as we have been seeing, this endorsement seemed to have really made a difference. Some Republicans were even shocked by the Trump pick because Vance was once a very outspoken critic of Trump as well as the MAGA agenda. Some voters even telling Fox that they're still unsure if they're going to support Vance because of his past comments.
A Fox News poll reveals that Vance is a favorite but will face stiff competition from former Ohio Treasurer Josh Mandel and State Senator Matt Dolan. New developments in the efforts of Gabby Petito's parents to seek justice for the murder of their daughter last year. Fox's Charles Watson has more from Atlanta.
The parents of Gabby Petito allege that her killer boyfriend Brian Laundrie and his parents went on vacation, all while knowing the location of Gabby's body. And Joseph Petito and Nicole Smith allege Brian and his parents, Chris and Roberta Laundrie, traveled to Fort DeSoto Park near Tampa in September 2021, days before Gabby was reported missing, triggering a massive search for the 22-year-old whose body was later found in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming.
Investigators say Brian Laundrie admitted to killing Gabby in a suicide note found near his body after a weeks-long search. search. Hollywood actress and UN humanitarian Angelina Jolie has made a surprise visit to the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. The area's regional governor said Jolie had come to speak Saturday with displaced Ukrainians who had found refuge in Lviv. I'm Joe Chiu, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.